Q94 at your Mountain of Rock, and it's, well, time for more of the Coach's Show coming at you on this Friday morning, and we're cruising down into Douglas County to talk with Ava Bears head coach Casey Merrifield as we get ready for week 6. Is that right, Coach?
That's correct. Hard to believe we're already here.
Wow. Yeah, we're past the halfway mark, and that's... It just, boy, it just flies, you know. I mean, it just blinks by like nobody's business. Well, last week, your Ava Bears rolled with a nice victory over Salem in SCA play. And, you know, take us through that game a little bit.
You know, we got off to a really slow start. Salem jumped up and scored on us first. And we just had very little energy, but we responded with a kickoff return for a touchdown. And tied it up and really got rolling from that point on. And felt like we probably played our best defensive game. And, you know, we threw the ball really well. We didn't throw it a lot, but I think we threw it probably 5 times. And in those 5 passes, we hooked up on 2 deep shots, one for a touchdown and another 2-point conversion. And, you know, it's something that we've been working on, trying to add a little more to our offensive attack.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you guys got that, you've got the running game down, and, but, you know, in the same token, if they can't stop the run, you don't need to, you know, 5-6 times, that's probably going to be about the max, though, right? I mean, every situation could produce a different outcome, but I guess in an ideal scheme, kind of the coaching staff as a whole, that's probably about as many times you want to throw it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, unless the defense forces us to, you know, the perfect situation, we get rolling on the ground and we may not throw it all game long, but the defenses are adjusting and not allowing us to do that. So we're going to start trying to take advantage of some of the schemes we're seeing and hopefully hit some people over the top for big ones. And, you know, hopefully we can set up the run game by hooking up on those deep pass shots.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's no secret. You guys got the speed. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Team-wide, you know, I mean, you definitely got some speed to make people pay. But, boy, here you go again, right back into kind of the meat of the schedule. We'll talk about your next game, but I'm just looking one game up because you got 4-1 Houston tonight, and then next week 4-1 Thayer. Man, there's no easy nights, are there?
No, you know, that's what we love about the conference. We feel like, you know, it's a very tough brand of football. And, you know, even you know, a kind of getaway game Friday against Salem, we walked out with bumps and bruises because they played a very physical brand of football. So that's what's great about the SCA, and hopefully it toughens us up for the end of the year.
Yeah, because right now it's all about positioning yourself for that district tournament. You know, we want to win every game. We want to win our out-of-conference game. Then we want to win all our conference games. But the biggest picture and what it's all about is when it comes time for district, getting your team in the best position, you know, seed-wise, and then just taking care of business.
Absolutely. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, everybody pretty healthy for the Ava Bears.
We are getting much closer. You know, it is a very physical game, the football, and we're down a few guys, but we're going to get a couple back that we didn't have last Friday night. A couple seniors that are, you know, 2 to 3 year starters that we play with Friday that are back in the fold and getting healthy. So we're excited about that. We still, you know, we've got a few more that are, you know, hopefully 2 to 3 weeks out. One's maybe 4 weeks out, but we hope we can get them back there for the stretch run.
Well, you're back on the hill tonight with the Houston Astros are eliminated, man. But the Houston Tigers, and what are you seeing out of Houston? I mean, I've not yet watched them play. Are they a ground and pound? Are they a, you know, pass, or are they just a combination?
Well, you know, we were fortunate enough. They played on Saturday for the coaching staff. We got to go watch them, and you know, they lost a ton from last year. I think the number was eight starters on both sides of the ball, and we kind of expected them to be down a little bit, and not what we watched. You know, they were extremely physical. I think that's something Houston's done a really good job of over the last few years, and they're kind of a spread you out to run the football team. And, you know, a lot of teams will do that. They'll get in those spread formations, back in gun, and, you know, put a bunch of really big linemen that are blocking really hard in front of the ball, and you know they have success doing that.
Right on. Well, good luck tonight. Again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to, you know, give a little, well, it's like sugar. It's like candy to all these football fanatics out there, and God bless each and every one of them. They just love to hear us talk high school football.
I love to talk it.
Right on. Coach, thanks so much. We'll visit with you next weekend.
Thank you.
And again, that's Coach Merrifield with the Ava Bears on the Coaches Show on the Mountain of Rock Q94. There's more rock and roll coming. Stay buckled in. We're off on a Friday morning adventure.